Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're joined by Anthony Marnell III. He's the president of Marnell Gaming. They just bought the Sparks Nugget. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're absolutely delighted to welcome back to the program Anthony Marnell III. He is the owner of Marnell Gaming. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Happy to be back.
Congratulations. You're in the process of purchasing the Sparks Nugget. This is another just big leap in confidence for the Northern Nevada gaming and tourism market. What attracted you to the Sparks Nugget?
Well, the company we have is doing really good. You know, we all went through the recession and have recovered from that. And we own the two properties in Laughlin, Nevada, the Edgewater and the Colorado Bell. And things were going really good. And we've been looking for about a year. I probably looked at a dozen different things, and when the Nugget, then the conversation came up, you know, my management team and myself looked at each other and said, that's it, that's the one. I mean, it's just an iconic property. It's, I think it's got a lot of room for improvement and things that we can do with it and things that we know how to do and that we're good at, and just love what's going on up here in the market. You know, the governor's made a big effort with the legislature up here to move and diversify the economy, and so... as we looked at all of it, we said, you know, this is it. We need to make a run at this. And it took us a while, but we finally got it done.
Now, it's around about 1,300 rooms.
Yep.
Two towers, huge convention center.
Yep.
Lots of restaurants.
Yep.
These are all areas that you have great expertise in. When you were running the M Resort,
yep.
One of the things that turned around the property was you put in that 25,000 square foot convention center, and that opened up another whole line of business that hadn't been available when the property first opened. So as you look at this property, what are the first things you plan to tackle?
Well, I've told the team, I've learned a little bit over the last 10 years, and we're going to slow down and we're going to get here and learn and listen and understand. We want to talk to the team. We want to talk to the customers. I think we have a pretty good idea of what we want to do, and we have a pretty good idea of what needs to be done. But I'm not going to rush in and think we know anything. We're just going to start from scratch and listen and learn. It's going to take us, you know, 90, 120 days to do that. But, you know, the West Tower is definitely in need of a remodel. The casino's in need of some real work. The convention centers, there's a lot of work to do. You know, with that much square footage, there's always work to do. So, but it's exciting. It's a fun, exciting project. And we have a chance, I think, to really, you know, rebrand and remake the Nugget. We'll keep the name and keep the legacy of the iconic building, but I think we have a chance to really put our best foot forward over a couple year, over a couple year time frame. And I'm excited about it.
Well, you are a food guy, that is for sure. Your family has a ranch still in Montana beef, so maybe we're going to see some beef coming from Montana. At the M Resort, when you were doing research, you went to New York City and measured the pH level of the water so you could match it at the M Resort so the pizza would taste like New York City, right?
Yeah, pH of 5.
So, I mean, is that what you're looking at doing in terms of a Nugget?
Yeah, I think that the Nugget does a lot of things really well. And we just, again, we want to get there and understand. But, yeah, I mean, we're competitive people, you know, and we want to put our best foot forward. And we like to be the best in a lot of things that we do, anything that we do. So, you know, it's a lofty goal. I don't know if we'll ever achieve it, but we never stop trying. So, you know, I look at this as a very long-term acquisition, something I hope maybe one day, you know, Anthony the Fourth or my son Rex will want to run it, or maybe my daughter, I don't know. But I'm looking at this over a really, really long period of time and love being in Northern Nevada. I always liked coming to Northern Nevada when I served for the state in some different positions, so I'm really excited to be back up here.
Well, and for those that may not be aware, if they haven't watched our previous shows together, your father pretty much built every property on the Strip. He's a legendary architect and builder. He built the Rio and was the first person to come up with two buffets in a place when the Rio was the hottest place in town, even though it was off the Strip. So obviously you have longevity. And your time at the M Resort, I mean, you know, during the recession, there was a bankruptcy and another company came in and bought it, Penn. And normally they would clean house. Yeah. And they retained you because you were so good at what you did. So there's a real excitement, I think, in the Northern Nevada gaming community that somebody of your caliber is coming to this marketplace and what you can bring to
it. That's a lot of pressure, Sam. You know, I think we're simple people, we're humble people, and we just want to do a good job. You know, a lot of people have asked me, you know, what do I want this to be when it's over? I want the city of Sparks to be proud that this is, you know, one of the best hotels in the market. And we want to be proud of it, and it's off to a great start. It's done, you know, Carlton has done a great job of getting it stable, and, you know, there's a lot of hard work in that. We all lived through it. I lived through three of them, and that's not fun. So I did a lot of really hard work there, and to his credit, and now we get to maybe enjoy hopefully the hard days are over, or if we see them again, they won't be as hard as they were in the past, but we can improve the property and take it from here, and you know, take a lot of the talent that we have in the architectural and design side and bring those talents to the market and do some good things. And my father got started in Reno. He met my mom in Reno, so you know, we're all pretty excited as a family that we're going to be back up here.
All right, let's take a break. More with Anthony Marnell III when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Anthony Marnell III. He's the owner of Marnell Gaming, just bought the Nugget and Sparks. And as I say, this is another sign of great confidence in Northern Nevada. We've seen a lot of that. The Morella family with the Grand Sierra Resort has invested a ton of money into that property and brought it into the modern age. Then the Carano family buying out the MGM portions of Silver Legacy and Circus Circus. So there's a lot of excitement in this Northern Nevada market. We're planning at this point in time, or at least the economic development people tell me, of 50 to 60,000 new homes being a part of the growth that's going on because of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors. Was that one of the things that you looked at as, there was big potential for a property in Sparks like this?
Yeah,
because you're so close.
Yeah, market health is certainly something that you look at. I mean, when we looked at a lot of the other ones, some of the markets aren't all that healthy. Or they're flat, but market health was certainly one. But we really wanted to stay in Nevada, and we really wanted to get into a property that was very similar to what we were already doing, and we think we're something that we're good at. And then all of the stuff, 50 to 60,000 homes is a lot. I hope that comes true, and it looks like the majority of that will either happen. I believe it's to the northeast or to the southwest of town. So the Nugget should be in a good position to capitalize on a lot of that growth. So that was another, it was definitely a component when we looked at it.
Well, and one of the things that I find interesting is that for a lot of the hotels, the amount of construction workers that are going to be here for both Switch and Tesla, and then Lance Gilman, the owner of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, is talking about another project that is larger than those two projects combined, and those aren't even on the books yet. So where are people going to stay? There isn't the housing for them. It would seem that there's going to be a need for rooms in places like the Nugget and other properties in town to house these workers.
Yeah, I don't know if the hotels will actually house the workers, but yeah, it's a good question.
I'll give an example. Panasonic was in talks with the Grand Sierra to actually redesign their rooms that would be accommodations for Japanese workers that were coming out to work at the Panasonic factory.
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of demand, and that's the good news, right? So we'll see how the. I know there's some other hotels that may be coming in the market, non-gaming hotels. Have been reading some things in the paper, so I think it's all good. I think if everybody just keeps their head about them and it doesn't go too crazy, and just kind of builds with the market and make sure the market's there and it's steady, it should be a good 4 or 5 years.
Well, now, as you look at this property, are you planning it to be like a multi-level positioning in terms of you're going to have high-end, middle-end, lower end as far as the property goes? And when I say lower end, I don't mean trash or something. I mean just dealing more with the average person.
I think we do middle America really well, and I think we understand value, and I think we understand what makes them feel like they're getting a lot of value and getting a lot of value. And I don't have all that figured out yet. A lot of people have asked me that question, and I'll be honest, I don't have that plan yet. I have an idea and a couple ideas. But those are things that we need to work on and explore. Got to be a better listener than a talker, and just listen to the customers, listen to the team, and understand what do we want the Nugget to be under our ownership, and where do we want to take it. I think we'll certainly take it to a much nicer, aesthetically looking property, and maybe add some different amenities to it. But right now, just learning my lessons from the past is take it slow and let's really understand it. And I think in the fourth quarter of 16, you'll see us start to really push the throttles forward, and the remodels will start and the work will start.
And conventions take years to build into a property.
Yep.
So is that something you're already thinking in terms of? Because
absolutely.
You have a lot of convention space.
Yeah, absolutely. And trying to keep the conventions that we have. Or that the Nugget has, and making efforts to do that and talk to those people. But the convention business is something that takes half a decade to build. But like I said, we're here for the long run, so I'm not in any hurry to do anything other than just let's get the property closed and then start to work on the long-term vision of the property.
What are your thoughts on the other properties in the marketplace? I mean, it seems to me at this point in time that the properties that were going to go out of business are gone. The ones that weren't doing so well as gaming are turning into, as you mentioned, non-gaming properties, but they'll house people, so there'll be more people available. Does this market look pretty healthy to you?
It does to me. I mean, it grew, roughly around 3%. I think you've had a lot of capital spent in the market that's going to bring people to the market. All the job growth of diversifying the economy up here, I think, is excellent. And we're kind of like the position the Nugget's in. We get to go last. Everybody else has gone and done their upgrades and positioned themselves how they've chosen to position themselves. And it was very similar to where I was when I got to Laughlin 8 years ago. Everybody had just gotten done with their remodels, and we took our time and watched and learned, and then we were able to, position ourselves last, and we like that.
Well, and what was interesting about Laughlin, and it's funny, I've got an article that I've been saving for about 18 months about the entertainment venue that you built in Laughlin. What is it? Seats about 8,500 people?
10,000.
10,000,
yeah.
Okay. So that was an amenity that Laughlin did not have, and it allowed you to bring in major acts.
Yeah. Yeah, we had done a couple of acts with the Laughlin Tourism Commission, and we said, this is really a good idea. But it's always the same. Nobody wants to put up the money. Nobody wants to take the risk. Nobody wants to play as a team. So we went to the town and said, look, we'll build the site on a neutral piece of property. Won't be better or worse for anybody. We called it the Laughlin Event Center. Didn't name it after the Bell or the Edgewater. And we said, look, we'll spend all the money and we'll underwrite all the concerts if you guys just buy some tickets. And everybody said, great, go for it. And so we did it. And it's changed the face of the whole town. Laughlin's had some very successful times since then. We're growing revenues and bringing in some big name entertainment, big name entertainment.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, and it's something that we're pretty used to now. Big name entertainment can scare you if you haven't done it. And I'm not sure it'd be something that we would do here or not, but we do a lot of it now. And we've gotten pretty good at doing it. So it's something that we're definitely looking at. Maybe it's not the big stuff. Maybe it's the middle market. I don't know. There's a lot of options and a lot of people calling us because they know that we'll book the entertainment. So, we'll see how that goes up here.
Well, and you've also got Lala Event Center, which is a great venue for large amounts of people to come to concerts. That the downtown properties have certainly been involved in promoting those kind of events. And so maybe that's another area. Let's take a break. More with you when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Jess Shaw was a 17-year-old football star who was gunned down just outside his home. His killer, an illegal immigrant gang member who just got out of prison. Jess's dad, Jamil, is supporting Donald Trump for president because he knows he will end illegal immigration.
Trump is the only one saying, you're going to be dealt with. We're going to enforce that. That's a beautiful thing. I believe Donald Trump wants to make us great again, and he loves America.
What's an RV show and sell with only one dealer? No show! Now, through Sunday, February 21st at the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center, it's a Northern Nevada RV dealer show and sell. Multiple RV dealers will show and sell their full line of New Forest River, Eclipse, Palomino, Evergreen, Winnebago, and Highland Ridge RVs. The latest models at liquidation prices and pre-owned for every budget. 150 total units plus great financing, too. It's the Northern Nevada RV dealer show and sell now through Sunday, February 21st.
Most nurses are tough. They're problem solvers. They like making things better. People don't have access to health care because they just can't afford it. Bernie Sanders understands how pharmaceutical companies and major medical companies are ripping us off. Bernie tells the truth, and he's been consistent. He understands that the system is rigged, and he's the only one who can bring real change.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Anthony Marnell III. He is the owner of Marnell Gaming, which is in the process of purchasing the Nugget in Sparks. Questions that have been asked, and so you can answer them here. Things like the Rib Cook-Off, the Star Spangled Sparks, are these things that you already intend to keep?
Absolutely. No question.
Would you like to expand on those kind of events?
Because I would. But I want to understand them first. You know, we should get here in plenty of time to be able to see that and be involved in it and, you know, let the great team at the Nugget handle that and just learn and watch and listen and participate in it. And, yeah, I mean, we're special events operators. You know, that if you don't operate under special events in Laughlin, you're dead. We don't have these nice little planes that fly over with Southwest on them. We don't have any of that. So everybody, Sparks and Reno's a tough market. I've worked in some pretty tough markets. Pahrump is a really tough market. You know, Laughlin is a really tough market. So we see a lot of tools and things here that we don't have. And we love special events and creating those ideas, whether it's River Run or Regatta or the different things that we do down on the river. And they none of them may work here, but we're creators. We like to create ideas.
Well, another thing that you're very good at is data mining. And, you know, your dad, there was a great video, if people haven't seen it, that's on the Nevada Resort Association website, interview with your dad. And he was talking about one of the reasons why he's so in favor of the high-speed rail to Victorville. And that was because at the Rio, they were checking all of the zip codes to see where people were coming from, and they saw that there was a huge volume of people coming from the Inland Empire, and that's an hour away from Victorville. Yeah. So instead of driving for 5 hours, you could take a train and maybe just an hour drive. So what kind of things do you think you bring to the table in innovation in those areas?
I think that we have a high level of sophistication as it pertains to casino database marketing tools, algorithms, behavior patterns, and giving people what they want when they want it. But I also think that we couple that with a really, really elevated level of guest service. You know, we've known each other for a long time, and you know that my service standards, I think, are high. And that's the standard we have in every property, as a family in general. And now for me, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's a must-have, and it will happen. So I think when the two come together, you can get some really powerful results. And, you know, it's different today than it was 20 years ago. Casino marketing has evolved dramatically in today's world as far as what people want and when you give it to them and the tools and the flexibility that you have to accommodate them. It's not as easy as just here's a buffet on the weekends. You know, this gets a lot more in-depth than that. I think we're good at that, and we'll be bringing those tools to the table.
Now, are you going to combine the resorts that you have in Laughlin, which are the old Circus properties, with the Nuggets so that you're flipping people from one end to the other? Because you've got options up here like Tahoe that you didn't have down this.
Yeah, the customers that are in the Nugget now and all the points and the comps they have, they will not lose those. What we want to do is be additive to that and create a one-card system where they can go back and forth. It's funny that we have about 20,000 customers in our database in Laughlin that live within 200 miles of Reno. So I think that right now the snowbirds are down in Laughlin, which is our busy season, and we see them. And then I think when it gets to be 120 degrees, they probably come back up and, you know, to the northwestern part of the country here. So that's all down the road stuff and stuff that we'll get to. It's not first on the list, but I think in 17 we'll start to bring some of those programs out and try to cross market and give people opportunities to go down to some of the bigger concerts and people who are, you know, more of a consumer down there to have some options up here.
When you look at the average daily room rates in Northern Nevada, what do you think about that?
I think they're awesome. I think everybody around here thinks they're horrible, but like I said, go work in Pahrump and Laughlin, and you'll see what really bad room rates look like.
It's
all a matter of your perspective. So when I look at the room rates here, I mean, it seems like they're slowly inching up. We see that kind of all across the board. We even see it marginally in the Laughlin market and in the Vegas market for sure. But the room rate up here, I think, is far better than what I'm used to in making a living. And, you know, as your products get better, then you can start to move your room rate up. And as the economy gets healthier, people are willing to pay a little bit more for the better product. So,
you know, it's funny you mentioned that about Laughlin and the room rates, because I remember the last time I was there, I think I was staying at Harrah's in a really nice room, and it was like $15 a night.
As I said, it's all a matter of where you come from. So, you know, in this town, it'd be in the $60, $70, $80, you know, that's a big day. from the $15 and $20 room rates in Laughlin.
Okay, so as you look at this, now, are you going to be bringing, I presume you're going to be bringing people in to take a look at all the different areas of the property and evaluate?
Very few, you know, very few. We're keeping all the employees on day one, and, I've again, just in doing this a couple of times before, there's a lot of wonderful people in the Nugget, and we got to get to know all of them. And they deserve the opportunity to get to know us and see if it's a good fit for them, where we want to go, what they want to do with their careers. So very, very few people coming actually to the market. I'd say right now it's actually two. So will they have some help from some of the corporate resources we have, you know, technologies? Yes, we're going to lend tools and resources and assistance to the property to just help the property get better. But no change outs and, you know, wipeouts and all that. We're not doing that.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure to have you back in the show.
I appreciate it.
And a pleasure to have you in Northern Nevada. We really appreciate it.
And thank you.
Come back soon.
Yeah,
tell
I will.
Us
I
about
will.
The progress.
We're
okay?
excited to be here and can't wait to get here.
All
thank
right,
you.
Man. Thank you very much. Right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
America is exceptional. Every generation before us met the great challenges of their time. But after 7 long years of this president, we feel our country slipping away. This election is about defeating Hillary Clinton and about saving what makes America unique. I'm Marco Rubio. I approved this message, and I'm asking for your vote so we can leave our children what our parents left us, the single greatest nation in all mankind.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
If you think things are going great in Washington, that we need to keep going in the same direction, maybe just fiddle around the edges, then I ain't your guy. On the other hand, if you think Washington is fundamentally broken, and we need to take power out of Washington and back to we the people, that is what this campaign is all about.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.